And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. You just got Corey and I. Pete Gray is down in the East Cape with our Let's Talk Hookup Palma State Cortez Tournament. Those guys are going to be having a great time, and man, do we have a fun one for you today. We're going to be talking fishing. It is your show. If you want to call in and talk to the master about fishing calicos and swim baits and plastics, Corey's got your back. You got any info tackle-wise, I'd love to share whatever I can with you. You want to talk about trips, you want to talk story, whatever it is, today is your day. It's a no-agenda show. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The reels that Southern California anglers have been waiting for are here. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 40A and 50A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. Shimano has increased the fishability of the larger Talica models by reducing rotational resistance at high drag and improving durability in critical positions within the reel. The all-new Talica 40A and 50A now boasts Infinity Drive, which employs two drag washers housed on the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system, while at the same time increasing winding power under a load by as much as 40%. The new Talica is built around a more compact, cold-forged machine aluminum one-piece frame. Plus, there's also a new higher high gear built with a Southern California angler in mind. The new Talica 40 and 50A are available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8 carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4 color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way with the GOAT modes. That's goes over any terrain. It's time to see Ford in a new light. New inventory has arrived. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hook up! All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And one of those shows, Rick, that's just fun and free-flowing and wherever the texter wants to take it, the caller, right?
That's it, man. We had nothing going. We are excited to have a fun day today. As we mentioned, Pete's out of the studio down at Palma State Cortez. And, you know, just like we were met up here with some challenging weather issues this week, those guys certainly were too, but... Today looks killer, man. Yeah, today looks like a really nice day for those guys. We talked to Pete down the line. Sounded like they're waiting for the port to be open. But, Corey, you were showing me on the Windy app this morning. We were kind of checking in to see how Pete's weather is going to be. There's wind kind of all around them in the grand scheme of around, but the 30-mile bubble that's sitting right over the top of the East Cape was just slicked off, blue, no wind, looked beautiful.
It did, actually, yeah. Like, Cabo itself looked like a pretty strong wind. It's been such an active, like, tropical season, really.
Wind machine this year.
Yeah, and a lot of times that could be a good thing for us, right? Like, the push from down below, and, you know, we call the quote-unquote push of yellowfin or whatever, but it's been so active and... wind from our north and just kind of a strange
the only way to describe it.
And it is what it is, man. Yeah, that's totally. Why we live in a beautiful place, and eventually, you know, it all turns roses and flowers, right?
But, you roll with the punches. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, like this last couple of days, and I'm sure we'll hear some reports later on, there was some heavy wind, and it was... the wind wasn't great, but the wind was met with some relatively heavy sea state. Some kind of big swell, really close together. Not the type of thing that you want to be operating in, especially in the dark out to the west fishing bluefin. And, you know, with, as that bluefin often does, when the weather was starting to come up, that bluefin fishing got good again. There's something about the weather that seems to make those things bite a little bit. But then when it gets too much the other side, it's kind of difficult for the guys to work at nighttime. And so anyway, I know that there was some good fishing to be had, you know, at the islands, yellowtail in the dark on squid. So our fleet just has such an amazing way of making lemonades out of lemons. And it seemed like it really happened again this week. You know, there was good tuna fishing to be had during the week and in between the little spats of weather that we had, and we're kind of experiencing a little more right now. So we're just going to
roll with it.
Wait and see, man.
And
yeah.
You mentioned that yellowtail at the islands. It's I assume you're talking San Clemente.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that, oh, my gosh. What was, there was the War Heroes on water, that,
uh-huh.
And they did really well there. Like my friend Eugene Roberts on the Mi Bella.
Okay, yeah.
And they actually
took the whole thing. Yeah.
Last year they took the whole thing. This year they did, like, I don't know, half of it or something, but a lot of it was right there.
Yeah, they were top boat again. Yeah,
and a lot of it came from right there.
That's so cool.
And beautiful yellows, like 20 to 30.
That's
I don't know if there's any bigger, but, I mean, 30-pounders.
And there was a little bit of sea bass around.
Yeah,
and
right.
What a great place to do it. And just,
and the squid.
Yeah.
The squid's been there so long.
A high 20s, a 30-pound yellow with your anchor down on the bottom. It's just a true, it's trophy,
legit.
Man. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of neat to see. And, you know, between China and Pyramid, I mean, that's a beautiful place to tuck in and get it done.
Yeah, get away from a little weather. Get some sleeping down, let the sun come up so you can work around and see what you got to deal with. So yeah, I mean, so there was, you know, there was some good tuna fishing to be had. There was some good yellowtail fishing to be had, and we're going to wait and see how the you know, how it continues, but it's been a fun season for sure, and lots of things that kind of, you know, there's still good yellowtail fishing in La Jolla. I saw the new Seaforth had another great day, you know, this week, and so it's fun watching that local fishing continue to happen. Deepwater rock cod is at play now, so at least at a Fisherman's Landing, we've been seeing those morning trips go, and the other day we, like, cracked up. I don't know what those guys were going to do later. Jason called in. You know, the boat left. We had a kind of a busy morning. There's several long-range boats going. We were kind of busy, so lost track of a little bit of time. But a phone call comes in over the radio, and it was the Dolphin. And you almost like, oh, man, I hope everything's all right. Like, why would they be calling this early? And he goes, well, I don't tell you guys, we're done. Like, we have limits of, you know, and they had a bunch of big chili peppers and big reds. And he's like, what, you know, what can you do? We're done. We're done, 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 done.
And How cool is that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see that great cod fishing with that deeper water opening up down here. So, and as you know, it's been a great year for calico bass in the best way. When tuna fishing is good and there's yellows in La Jolla, the calico fishing seems to not get the headlines, but the guys that are, you know, that persisted, there was some great bass fishing this year. Just a good year.
It is all the way around for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's just a great place to be. And like yesterday's show, having the Diamonds in here, Jason and Jamie, Jason said it a handful of times, like, we are living the good old days. These are the good old days.
That took no more convincing. Like, I'm so hyped to go up to Santa Barbara and fish with those guys. They did such, I mean, I was taken in what they were putting down, man. It sounded great. Like, I really want to go do that.
It's kind of a hidden, well, it's not really hidden, but most people come south.
Yeah.
You know, they come fish to the south, San Diego, Seaforth, whatever it might be, right?
Yeah, so many of our listeners live in Orange County in L.A.
They come to Dana Point.
And a couple-hour drive to go fishing is just what it is. Of course, we're heading down to San Diego. Let's go. You do the same thing going the other direction. 2 to 4 pound rockfish on the regular. That was just the average with a bass rod and a lead head and a viejo. Like, dude, come on.
And Cy, we mentioned him yesterday. He's been a good friend for decades. But he has always told me that is like the untouched, like, land of giants.
Yeah.
And brown rockfish. I mean, we mentioned it yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, that's 3/4, 1
exactly.
pound. Like, local, that's a good one.
Yeah, totally.
He has told me for years, like, 2 to 3 pounders. Like, shallow water, 50 to 80 feet.
Yeah, biting the lure.
Yes.
I loved it. I drank everything in that they had yesterday. That sounded really, really cool.
It's legit. So if you ever do get the chance to go up there out of Santa Barbara Landing.
No, he was, you know, Jason was talking about it yesterday, the calico bass fishing, and it was funny. From what I was reading between the lines,
it's an afterthought.
It's a hunt. Exactly. Exactly. You know, like, here, you know, in San Diego, you'd send, you know, calico would, if you were putting everything on the pedestal, the calico's a little elevated over the rockfish fishing. it sounded like, and I, you know better than anybody, it sounded like the calico fishing in their world can be fantastic. And they were like, yeah, that's pretty good. But, you know, you got to fish several baits to catch them. It's just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I know,
it
exactly.
It was really cool. And it just goes to show how good things are up that way. But have you done much fishing that far up calico bass-wise?
It was about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And I had to skip up there a couple times. And it was during my whole tournament career, mm-hmm. you know, which lasted one season. It wasn't for me. You know, anybody that knows me understands, like, I don't want to have a thumb on me to tell me when and where and what
sure.
time. And, you know, that's just not me. And that being said, though, I was in the top three,
yeah.
like first, second, or third in three quarters of the tournaments, right? And I was fishing with Eric Bent, and he was probably the reason why. But we had fun together. But fishing up there, so we didn't do any pre-fishing. We fished, or we might have one day. And it could be really fun. Like there's a lot of shallow water kelp, but it's fishable because you don't get that west swell
uh-huh.
in there. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it's like it's not surgy and there's no threat of being on the boiler rocks.
You're starting to get so far up the line that the shape of California is just much different than it is.
You're in the hook and protected,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So it's there's areas of kelp and 30 feet and shallower and boiler rocks. We fished all the way up to Hollister Ranch, like almost up to Conception.
That's cool.
Oh, it's
cool.
A neat zone.
And you're starting to touch the northern range of that fish, right?
You are, but
you still got a ways.
I've been told. I've been up in vacation in Monterey Bay a couple times.
Okay.
And staying up there more towards Santa Cruz.
Uh-huh.
And they get them up there.
Sure.
There's areas of kelp. You know, you see sea otters, and they get the rockfish up and boiling like calicos. But they do get areas of calicos that actually infest the areas
okay.
of kelp there.
Cool.
So they, you know,
a little ways, a little north.
That's pretty far north.
Yeah,
yeah,
no doubt.
But old timers in my life, old timers uh-huh. have talked extremely highly about fishing out of Santa Barbara, Tranca, or Tahigas,
okay.
Naples, and these zones. And some of them are shut down with the marine reserves,
uh-huh.
right? But there's a lot of areas open.
That's cool.
I'd love to get up there out of
Same.
Trip.
It had me fired up.
We need to, Pete, if you're listening.
Yeah, we need a Let's Talk Hookup trip through the works.
We do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's one I would drive up to. And just to be a part of the show and enjoy the fishing
yeah.
and help Jason. And,
I dug
and
it,
not
man.
That he need the help, but it's just, it'd be fun to do.
Hey, you can label it however you want. As long as I get to go fishing with those two, I'm in
yeah,
it, man.
Right.
That was really cool.
That was a lot of fun. Yeah, if you missed yesterday's show, it's worth archiving on the app there.
Yeah, no doubt about
yeah.
it. It was fun. The other big thing that's been happening this year is it's lobster season, and, you know,
Woo-hoo.
Lobster has been off to a great start
Incredible.
For the recreational hoop net guys. And, you know, Corey, you're amongst the guys that really like to be in the water and diving, and it just sounds like it's been certainly a very good start to the season. You know, lobster fishing will always be the same way. You talk to a guy, you talk to a hoop netter that has done it for multiple years, and his gear is pretty dialed in, and he's got his, you know, his hoop net management down, his lines aren't floating all over the place, and he knows where he likes to hoop, and you ask that guy, and it's wide open. And you ask the casual guy, and it's been pretty good. And you ask the beginner, and it was okay. You know what I mean? It seems like it's been one of those kind of years that there's plenty around that even if you've never done it before, you're going to have some shots. And the guys that have a pretty good handle on where they like their gear to be sitting on the bottom, and those guys have had a tremendous start to the season.
There's, I think, a couple of reasons why. I think the price overseas
mm-hmm.
for the commercial fleet is down.
Yeah.
Right? Like to China. Like that's tariffs or whatever it might be, maybe they're tight on money and tariff and all that included, they're not buying as much. So the price is down. I think the interest in the commercial level, I might be wrong, but
right.
I think the commercial interest is down. So there's a lack of pressure on that side, okay, number one. But number two, we've been dealing with a little bit of swell. And not a lot,
right.
but 3-4 feet, down to 2 feet,
yeah.
back up to 3 or 4. Super, not dirty water, but clouded
okay.
and particulate and junk in the water, it helps to crawl.
Yeah.
Like, they're moving. They're interested in feeding.
And do you think it's that they're getting blown around in their holes in their caves, or is it more that they know that surge is stirring up the things on the bottom that they like to eat, and that's why we're out trying to take advantage?
It's very simple. The cleaner the water, less likely they want to leave, mm-hmm. because they're going to get eaten by a sheephead or a moray eel or something, octopus. Something's going to grab a hold of them. Yeah. So they just hold tight. They wait for the complete dark. Very few moments of activity.
Yeah.
You add dirtier water to the equation, and they feel comfortable.
Yeah.
They have no means to stay in a cave or a ledge or anything. They want to get out and crawl and eat. And I think you hit it. Part of it, it's stirring up food. It's stirring up activity.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the whole key to the thing is it creates a comfortable situation where they can crawl out.
And I know in years past, you used to hit the hooping really hard. It was something at one point in your life that was a big thing. And then, you know, like a lot of fishermen, hunters, whatever, there's ebb and flows when, man, this is what I loved doing. And right now I love surf fishing. And next year I really am going to do a lot of focus on popper, whatever it is. But there was a time when hooping was a big part of your game.
It was, Rick. It was a big part of my life. And a push for Promar. I mean, mm-hmm. this Promar, how do I say it positively? Because it is positive.
Yeah.
It's positive for all the anglers. It was a negative for me.
Yeah.
I made all my own hoop nets. Uh-huh. I did all my own. There's a craft to it.
Sure.
And a technique and really something that goes into it. Like, it was a technique.
Yeah.
You had to learn how to do it. Promar made it easy.
Yeah.
The ambush style net. Anybody can do it.
Totally.
Anybody. Like, you can be listening to this show and have an interest in doing it. And you can get a couple nets, a handful of nets, spend a few $100, and you're going to get lobster.
You will catch.
Like, I promise
you.
Yeah. And if you're not, come to Tackle Day.
Yeah.
You can talk about it and make it easy for you. The ambush style net, the Promar has streamlined it.
Yeah.
Jim Salazar was the pinnacle of starting to make it easy for the common angler.
Totally.
Yes.
And now you have a company who puts a ton of focus into, like, the killer blueprint got laid down.
Yeah.
And now you have a company that dedicates a lot of money and a lot of time staring at that gear and spending a year to figure out how to make it fish even better the following year. What if we did this? What if we made these bigger? Hey, there's a lot of guys fishing deeper now. What if we made a heavier gauge wire? This works great. Let's change the bait system to this way. They just constantly are improving. It's like the, you know, the Talicas and the Stellas where, like, you know, how can you make something that's perfect? Oh, my God, wait a minute. The new version's even more perfect. You know,
right.
Like, they really, really made a difference.
Like, completely streamlined it. So for a person like myself, and there's a couple others, too, I talked to on the side, that it's not attractive to me because there might have been 25 people on the bay doing it. And if you're Scott Sherman listening, you can laugh at me, right? Like, there was only 20 people back then.
Yeah.
Now, you go out on a Saturday, it looks like
20 people on a spot.
Right. That's exactly it. So it kind of turned it off for me. And a friend of the show, like Scott Sherman, he lives it and sees it. And he does well. But there could be 60, 70 people out on a weekend then, you know?
In the old days, there was so many things of a flat-laying hoop net, you know, that how your bait was in the hoop.
Everything.
And how it hit the bottom was, you know, if you just chucked that thing off the boat and drove away, like, you might as well keep it on the shore, like, making sure the inner ring was set perfect inside the outer ring, and how you pulled and how you slid up on it and how shallow you were, you had to be even more stealthy. And there was a lot of factors.
A lot, Rick.
That Promar was able to just erase for a lot of people.
Seriously. I mean, if you're listening and you two things. One, you've invested and not had success or the success that you're thinking about. Talk about it because it's something that should be doable for you, like completely doable. We're fortunate to have our bay, San Diego Bay. How about the whole entire Santa Monica Bay? I've never dove, I've never hooped or anything in Santa Monica Bay. It's a non-commercial, or the whole lee of Catalina.
Right.
Sorry, Pete. Right? But the whole lee of Catalina Island, you could hoop as shallow as 20 feet or 120. And they get them, man.
That's cool.
Like, that's a zone.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, as you can hear, we just got a great show today. And again, I just want to stress it. This is your show. We're just going to have a great time. It's very easy for Corey and I to hang out and talk fishing because it's something that we love a whole bunch. But if you've got questions about freshwater green bass fishing, you got questions about the bays, your trip to Cedros, tackle, whatever it might be, long range and more, we would love to hear from you. If you got questions about weather and trip planning, all those things, we're just going to have a great show today, and we're just looking forward to a lot of fun, your stories, your phone calls. We're going to have catch reports. It's just going to be a great show, and today it's all about you.
Perfectly said, Rick, and you want to join us? We're on the fan on 97.3 The Fan for the next 2 hours, the entire show. You want to join us, 833-288-0973. And Jeff's waiting for you at the fan there. You can join us that way or send us a text via the app. And I mentioned the app and, like, archiving and listening to yesterday's show with Jamie and Jason Diamond and previous shows, too. You can listen to them all there. You can pretty much basically on demand, right? Like, you can be driving and listen and stop, go to work, come back out, and listen to the rest of the show, and do it that way.
Catch the first half of the first hour and you drive in, and the second half of the first hour and you drive home. It's a pretty slick way to do it.
All that on the app, and you can text us on the app. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number. At the end of the show, we're going to flip a coin, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the Mission Bell, man. How about that with Cameron? And
really cool.
Yeah, super cool.
I saw a great photo from Cameron with one of his first, offload catches a lobster. You know, Cameron also is a local commercial lobster fisherman.
Yeah.
It was always fun hearing from him, and I got to talk to him earlier in the week, and he and Brian had, like, just, Brian Kihara had just finished their day, and I called. Those are some of my favorite resources and great friends, question-wise, and they had just come back from fishing and then saw a really cool picture of Cameron and his son Jack, offloading their lobsters over at the Tunaville Market, and, sounds like they're off to a great season. You hit the nail on the head. Sounds like price, regrettably is down for our commercial fishermen, which we're, always bummed because those guys work so hard and they've been used to having a nice high price for their catch. But, there's an upside to it to the customer, and you can go and get their product at Tunaville or all the great places, Pointland Seafoods, things like that. There's awesome opportunities to go out and get live lobster at what will likely be a great cost, and you'll know that you're supporting local families. And if you do that, you'll be buying lobster from Cameron, who's giving us a trip to go fishing today.
How cool is that? So, again, we're going to be right back, not only on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, and Facebook Live, but the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltus, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rods and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star Sport Fishing .com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Southerners Outdoorsmen, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsmen brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsmen to find a location nearest you. Check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about my fishing buddy Dan Hume and his amazing company Hume Termite. As you know, Southern California is infested with termites. It's a constant battle for anyone who owns a home, and that's where Hume Termite come in. They're strictly termite experts. They start with a thorough inspection to find out why you have termites in the first place, then recommend sustainable treatment options that work. Hume Termite has been controlling my termites for years, and I have recommended them to numerous friends. Did you know 99% of termite companies are commission-based. Not Hume Termite. They're all salaried employees, and with a thorough inspection, they'll help you solve your termite problems. Not sell you something you don't need. Let Dan and his crew earn your business through customer service and trust. It's swarming season, and now is the time to call Hume Termite at 760-598-2201. They'll come out and give you honest answers to solve your termite issues. Check HumeTermite.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and just Rock Hod Rick and myself and having a good time on Let's Talk Hookup this morning and just sharing stories, and could be from the past, present. Maybe you're going on a trip and need some help, and
maybe your ears were burning and you're Scott Sherman and you heard about how good the lobster inn has been and how many people you have to now share the lobster grounds with.
Exactly.
Good morning, Sherm.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
We're doing good, buddy. Good morning.
I heard my name mentioned and talking about the lobster fishing, so I figured I better get out there and call you guys and talk about it. It's been amazingly good here this season. We went out the other night for two nights in a row. First night we only got 8 for two guys, but I mean a couple 5-pounders in the mix and threw back over 100. And then the next night we went out and threw back over 100, and we had 3 guys on the boat. We came home with 18 keepers. So it's been a really good crawl.
That's
beautiful,
awesome.
Beautiful,
awesome, Scott. And how fun to, I mean, there's a lot of things out there, but boy, and Corey, I know it's something that's near and dear to your heart, but you know, we go for the fun and we go for all the things, but this is one that the harvest is extra special too. To get to come home with, you know, 18 killer legal lobsters, that's a really cool one.
Man, are you kidding me? Come on, then have like your lobster boil, like boil. Come on now, the whole family, and right?
Doesn't get much better than that. You were talking about, you know, the old days compared to now and the amount of people and the gear and that kind of thing. The amount of people on the water is so much different than it was back in the old days with the flat nets. You know, I mean, back in those days, all you had to worry about were the sea lions messing with your bait and not, you know, 3 boats of divers and 10 hoop netters, and then they're all trying to sit close to each other because they think you're sitting on a spot that must be the only spot left in the bay to get lobsters. So
right.
That's kind of how it works. You know, find your own spots. There's so many spots that are available out there if you just do a little bit of looking around, and then you can try and get away from some of the crowds as well.
Yeah, and one of the things that people don't realize too, Scott, that I'm sure you do, is the bay is so full of them. Like, there's so many in the bay, and there's not the predatory action like sheephead.
Right.
And
yeah,
they live, like, part of their house, the structure, is the eelgrass. Like, that's just where they live. Like, that's a structure that has created a home for them, and they crawl in the sand. Like, you don't have to find that necessarily the hard bottom.
Your net doesn't have to land at the entrance of a cave.
No, it doesn't. You can set 10 of them in a straight line and from 20 to 40 feet of water, and you're going to catch.
How important is the bait? Like, how important is what you bait them with? Like, is that number of importance 1 through 10? Is it more important where you set them and how you set them? Like, where on the scale, in both Scott and Corey, in your guys' opinion, where does that fall?
What do you think, Scott?
I think it falls around in like a 5 or 6, depending on how good they're crawling. You know, I mean, if they're out there moving, it really doesn't matter. If they're not, good bait helps a little bit. I like fresh sardines, I like mackerel, and I really like, you know, after tuna season, is you take all those bloodlines from the bluefin you've been cleaning and save them and put them in the freezer. And I tell you, those bluefin bloodlines seem to work really well.
That's good dope, man. I mean, you're hitting it on the head.
That's dope. And, you know, I think you could think about it just like yellowtail fishing. Like, if you happen to go on a day when the yellows are up and splashing everywhere and biting everything, yeah, the the level of surface iron that you throw and the level of sardine that you throw probably doesn't make nearly as much difference as it does on a mediocre day or a slow day. So, you know, and that's a that's a big part of everything, you know. And also, if you
Corey mentioned it too. I think the water clarity and the current movement is so important. I mean, nights where it's a big moon and super clear water, they don't seem to move nearly as good as it does on a night with no moon and dirty water.
And Scott, you hit it on the head. And we've had that the entire since the opening. We've had just that. I mean, it's only a 2 to 3 foot. It could be up to 4. It's not very big, but it's a little southerly push, and it's strong, and it's creating a dirtiness and particulate in the water. There's something that has been said in the past too about the rain and the fresh water push. Well, that usually comes with a storm front that dirties up the water as well. So it's a hand in hand parallel.
Yeah,
it is.
I one of the things that I like so much about it are the nuances of trying to decide what to do next. And obviously, just like fishing, all of us love a day where it's wide open and you put your gear down and you pull your hoop net up and it's full of big lobsters and you're just high-fiving. Of course, those are the best nights. But a close second to me is slow start, scratch fishing, and trying to decide. Because it's not like fishing bass where, well, this is usually a good kelp edge and there was enough current that we should have got a bite, but we made a good pass through here and we didn't catch enough. So we're gonna boogie. We're going to pick up and move. And moving when you're fishing is such – there's so little risk involved. But hooping's a different story. You know, you've got, it takes some time to pull all your nets out of the water and stack them back on the boat and reset everything. Like, if you're going to make a move because you don't think your spot is right, you're investing some time. And the other thing that always gets you is you just don't know if they just haven't started crawling yet. I mean, I'm sure you two have been through it 100 times. Like, how many times have you put your gear down and you made 2 or 3 passes and pulled all your nets and you saw next to nothing? We went through all the gear and we had a couple of shorts and 1 or 2 legals. And then the third time through, they're all loaded and you're done just like that. And had you made the move early, maybe you wouldn't have had that great of fishing. And it's just the what ifs is something that I really like about it.
I mean, last year we had it like that. You know, we went to a spot that normally when the tide first starts to move is when they're crawling really good. And last year it wasn't for that last hour of tide movement before the slack tide that they really started to crawl. And just like you said, Rick, you know, the first 2 sets were just dismal, and then you're thinking about pulling, and next thing you know, they're all loaded and they're really starting to move. So sometimes patience pays off.
That's good stuff, Scott, for sure. And it's something that's so, I mean, I've said it 3 times already, it's so accessible to the normal angler. Totally. And it's a resource that we have in our backyard, literally. I mean, if you live in San Diego, we have San Diego Bay, Mission Bay, Oceanside Harbor is a good place. It doesn't hold many boats, obviously, but then you go up north, Dana Point, all these harbors, Newport, Long Beach and Los Alamitos, like the whole Long Beach and LA Harbor is incredible. Like a really good zone for them, a lot of big ones, and the whole Santa Monica Bay, like we talked about, that is incredible. That whole area,
it's fun.
We're fortunate,
Scott. Glad to hear that you've been on the bugs this year. Seems like it's been a good start to the season for you and your crew.
Yeah, absolutely, buddy. Let's hope it continues.
All right, man. We appreciate the phone call and getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Appreciate that very much. I wanted to start reading a fun text. It says, "Good morning, boys. I love this style of show, Corey. We're getting into some of my favorite calico seasons. From now to January have been my best big fish finding years. What is your cold water approach? I like heavy current with kelp laying down on the bottom, slow rolling a swim bait just above it, but I'd love to hear your approach for the fall and winter stuff." And that's from Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah, Rory. Rory's such a cool guy. I don't think he realized it, Rick, but he worked on the bait receivers with me.
Oh, back, no kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's way cool.
Back in the late 80s and somewhere in there anyway. It's super cool. And I think when I was on the bait boat, he still continued for a short time. And he's lived over on Catalina Island. He's really a cool, just great stories and everything. But the calico fishing, I mean, that's the only thing I can say is the bigger you throw, the more you're going to weed out the 2-pounders. And the greater chance you're going to get the 5-plus pounder. That's the only thing I could tell you. The bigger, the better.
Okay.
But there's a fine line there, right?
Sure. Because that's a tougher call for everybody to make, because wintertime, you don't necessarily as often see your 50 fish days,
no.
Fish flipping on the surface,
no.
A big ball of anchovies is pinned up against a horseshoe in the kelp, and you catch one on every cast.
At fall time, you could see that, though.
Sure.
For sure. Like the small sea bass and the calico, and it comes back to the water temperature, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
It's that 63 to 66 degree, like when it starts perking up in the spring.
Yeah.
It's the same thing on the back end in the fall. When it gets to that 62 to 66, you see the same thing. But it's a shorter window,
yeah,
and it's not as robust, but you see the same thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's nice about that time of year, especially what Roy's talking about now, getting all the way into wintertime, is you get back to just having a handful of boats on it. You know, you described that same spot on the 4th of July weekend, and there's 50 boats, and half are drifting and half are anchored, and it's, you know, there's a lot of hoopla. You can go out on a morning like this, especially if it's a little overcast and looks a little funky, and
there's nobody there.
Have the whole kelp line to yourself.
That's exactly it. Yes,
I like it,
and it can be productive too. But definitely bigger the better. Yeah, but you're going to get fewer bites. It's just it's having the confidence in what you're doing, Rory, and that's really really what it comes down to. If you're happy with only a handful of bites and catching maybe a couple fish, you're probably going to get a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about speed? Do you have to slow down because they're slowing down, or do you still speed up because you take it away from them, or is that just not a black or white answer?
No, it's not defined, really.
Okay.
No. I mean, that's like yellows. Like,
mm-hmm.
If they're revved up and souped up,
sure,
let's speed it up a notch,
yeah,
right?
It could be cold water, but if they're fired up, who cares?
You hit it on the head right there. It could still be 62 degree, but there's bait up pushing, and there's that activity. You could pick it up a notch for sure.
You got me fired up.
Oh, dude.
I'm ready to go right
me?
Now.
I'm ready to go to Cedros and experience it.
Well, why don't we go down to the East Cape right now? We got Pete on the line at our Palmas de Cortez tournament. Pete, everybody having a good time?
Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Rick Corey. It's a great show, man. We love listening to you guys. We're sitting here listening to you on Facebook and the app, kind of going back and forth, and everything's sounding great and looking great. So thanks for being there. And fantastic. Well, update here on Tropical Storm Raymond.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it pretty much fizzled out. Didn't get a ton of rain. Got some rain, but not a ton. But this morning, absolutely no wind, and there's still some remnant clouds running around, but not a breath of wind. It's just absolutely flat, calm, beautiful. Still a little lingering swell coming out of the southeast, they're finally getting on the boats here this morning.
Oh,
the port
great.
Was closed, and they just opened the port. So literally, they're loading the boats right now. It's the same time down here as it is up there, and they were supposed to leave at 6, and we had a lot of anxious anglers kind of standing around going, "What's going on? What's going on?" So I went down to the pier this morning and talked to Annabelle, and he said Chuck and Bobby gave the okay to just go. But none of the captains would go until the port captain released them, and now finally the port captain has released them. It's kind of a strange deal here. There's two ports. Of course, we're in La Paz County. Of course, Rancho Leonero was in Cabo County.
Right.
So you got to wait for the port captain either in Cabo or La Paz to release. And, you know, it could be two completely different weather conditions, right, in the place. And I was talking to Chris Moyer last night. We had dinner with him over at Chris and Judy Barrick's house. Beautiful house here in Los Barriles, and he just says it's ridiculous that we don't have our own port captain because they have the largest fishing fleet in Mexico right here in Los Barriles.
And
right?
The weather that could be happening in Cabo San Lucas proper can be a completely different world, as shown on the windy chart today. Like
it's offshore.
Yeah, we were looking at your weather today, and you know the weather in Cabo proper it's breezy and probably not the nicest day. You zoom in on Los Barriles,
right.
It's beautiful.
It's absolutely gorgeous, yeah, and same in La Paz. You look north to La Paz, and they have a lot of wind up there. So, yeah, so they finally said, okay, they convinced them, let's go, and their boats are going out full speed ahead right now, getting bait and stuff like that. And, again, I think I talked about it yesterday, Team No Bananas is still leading with a bunch of tuna.
Shocker.
And anticipation, But there's some stiff competition. There's some very, very close competition. We ended up with 14 teams, not 13, like I said yesterday. So we have a pretty good group of people and have a lot of, thanks to Dave at Statewide Stripes, we have some nice cash to give away. And Peggy Top is giving away $1,000 in honor of Rich Top for the Big Fish Rich Prize.
I love it.
We got a trip to Palmas de Cortez. We got gift certificates to Fisherman's Landing Tackle we're giving away. We have Costa sunglasses we're giving away. So at 5:30 this evening, we're going to be giving a lot of prizes away, for sure. But I will say this, as beautiful as it is down here, when there's no wind, it's hot, man. It's so, because of the tropical storm, it's so humid. It's 89% humidity.
Oh, right? Wow. That's
so,
up there.
Yeah. And, so it's steamy and it's only 7:30. So it's going to be a warm one today. I think a margarita and a little pool time today since it's in store for the
smart man.
So we'll see what happens. Yeah, we'll see what happens. But I think it's going to be a good day for the guys here on the boats. It's looking good. I mean, the fishing has been very, very good. There's been marlin, roosterfish, Dorado. Not a lot of Wahoo herd, but there are a few Wahoo running around. So you never know. And there's been some roosterfish, too, inside, even as warm as the water is. But the fortunately, the storms lowered the water was 94 here.
Jeez.
And it lowered it significantly. The upwelling from all the wind and the waves and stuff like that upwelled a lot of colder water. So the water's cooler. I don't know exactly what it is, but I'm going to guess high 80s now, which is much more conducive for. And that's kind of why that storm broke apart is. It didn't get sucked into that warm water, thank God, into the Sea of Cortez. But that being said, there's another one brewing off the mainland coast that may hit next weekend. But hopefully it'll take the same thing and get that wind shear and push it out to sea or drive it to the mainland coast like this one went over there. So hopefully they're done with their – because they're supposed to get some north wind. And John Iron is always say once the north winds start – which are supposed to start like Tuesday, that usually the hurricane season is done. So, we gotta hope for their sake that it's done. But I gotta tell you, Palmas de Cortez, what a beautiful place. Playa del Sol right next door. They have 24 pickleball courts here now. They have a huge pickleball resort, which is a big deal in the winter here.
You realize Brandon's gonna start fighting you to now host this trip if he finds out that there's 24 pickleball courts down there.
Well, you know, Peggy Top's friend Denise wants to play pickleball, and I said, yeah, we can play pickleball, but in this weather, no thank you.
Yeah, good call.
Right? But when it cools down, when that wind or north wind starts blowing, it's beautiful weather down here in the winter. So, pickleball's huge down here because they get a lot of expats and, snowbirds and stuff down here that come down and love to play pickleball and kite surf and all that kind of stuff. So it's a completely different place. But the interesting thing is a lot of the restaurants are closed here in the winter, in the summer. And they're just starting to open up. They kind of open up at the end of October. And this town turns from a sleepy little village to like traffic on the streets of Los Barriles.
I just can't picture
that. It's so busy in the winter now.
I just can't picture it.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. And what you can also picture is the number of new houses that have been built down here is insane. I mean, it's just crazy. People have discovered this beautiful place. But that being said, Palmas de Cortez is still this beautiful oasis right on the beach with the largest, and their concentration is still on fishing and just enjoying the place. And they still have that beautiful pool and pool bar, and then you can walk the town very close. So it's still just a super, super great place to come and visit, go fishing and hang out. And, their season is probably fishing season will run, maybe a little later here this year, into October, late October, early November or something like that. But yeah, we'll be back next year. This is our 31st annual Palmas de Cortez tournament.
That.
Next year, 32. And we certainly hope everybody wants to come back. If you want to go, make your reservations now, get your boats set up. But we're giving away a ton of prizes tonight when we have our ceremony at 5:30, and a lot of great people that come back year after year because it's just such a wonderful place. We're going to try and dive. We have plans to – we were going to scuba dive down a Cabo Pulmo today, but we delayed it today, and fortunately Pilu at Escape Divers was still open tomorrow, so she's going to let us know, but it looks very, very good for that. We're going to be able to dive tomorrow morning at at Pomo. So, and then we fly home on Tuesday. So, all good times here in the East Cape. I'll give you the report next Saturday on the tournament results. And you guys have a great show. I'll be listening and keep up the great work. Thanks
awesome.
For covering.
Awesome, buddy. Well, great. Pete, glad to hear it. Glad everybody's having a good time. Good luck to all the fishermen in the tournament today. And, yeah, next week we'll look forward to hearing the whole wrap-up. Appreciate it very much.
That's definitely good times, Pete. Right. Hey, we're going to be right. Good
have
stuff. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More stories, sharing whatever you want to share when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Daiwa, Salty Crew, Shimano, Iser, and Power Pro. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I've spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we'd love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414 or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yosef is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yosef's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun, Rick. Just a free form, just let it fly kind of show, right?
My favorite, man. So cool.
And who knew that the lobster would be part of the interest, right?
That's it. That's why I think it's so much fun. Yeah. It's been everything. Pete always calls it calicos and tuna, but it's whatever you want. We have a good time hanging out, talking fishing. Yeah. It's what we'd be doing if it was after a day at work, hanging out, BSing with your buds.
That's really what it is.
That's exactly what today is.
And if you want to join us, we're giving away a full day trip on the Mission Bell with Cameron. And two ways to do that. You can 833-288-0973. You can call Jeff there at the Fan or send us a text via the app.
Yeah. And you got it. Speaking of good fishing, we got the catch report. We got the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line here this morning, Corey.
Yeah, good morning, Woolley. And it's brought to us by Norsk Lithium. And it's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norsk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics powering. Norsk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set it up the system with Norsk Lithium. You can go to norsklithium.com. And you can see everything that You can get set up right there. Go to the trolling motor doctor.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, we got him on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there, man. It's awesome, these freestyle shows that you guys run every once in a while. You know, it's all you can play the tape back over the last few that you've done, and it's all relevant to, like, where you're at on the calendar when you guys are doing the show. You know what I mean? So it's cool how it all just kind of fits.
Yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
Perfect. And yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah.
Sure, you got some stuff to add to it, too. I'm anxious to hear, man.
We do, you know. We felt the squeeze this week a little bit, too. You know, you're talking about that cooler water and changing your approaches and stuff. For sure, we had that through our stretch of beach. You know, that weather, obviously, from the storm had some part in our week with our water temps dipping, you know, quite a bit here for what we're used to, 61 to 63. We did see a little bit of 60 a day or two with that wind. But some anglers that, you know, made the adjustments were the ones that caught some nice fish. So, guys, made the adjustments, put some little bit heavier sinkers on, got down to the bottom, fished some strip bait, strip mackerel, strip squid, or even the whole squid, caught some fish, sand bass, a few calico bass like that on the bottom. But guys targeting a sheephead with the shrimp did okay in the cooler water as well. So the surface action on the calico bass was slow as a result of that cooler water. But again, kind of like you were talking about, that confidence. You know, if you have a good color swim bait that you know that you can make 30 casts, and eventually you're going to, you know, catch a fish with it. The guys that stuck with it and made those, you know, those commitments to their casting and their abilities and their confidence colors were guys that did see some nice calico bass and stuff like that for their efforts with the artificials this week.
That's
so
legit.
Days we had a little bit of sunshine later in the days and the afternoons, you know, we did see a little bit of uptick in the calico bass action near the surface, more like a Carolina rig country, you know, midwater approaches. But yeah, the surface stuff was a bit slower for sure for us this week with the half day guys. 3/4 day fishing has taken advantage of this excellent cod fishing out in the 100 plus fathom areas. Again, weather dependent for sure. The 14 mile bank was great though on those mild weather days, and we had, you know, there were some days where it was glassy out there where that wind, you know, that storm hadn't quite reached us yet. So double dropper loop fresh dead squid was, man, that was the money maker for some of the guys out there this week. And we got some nice fresh dead from the guys on the Fury because they've been fishing with live bait, that live squid. But, the bank rockfish, the chilies, all over that whole fresh dead squid. Float pitch guys did really well out there, too. Again, the 250 to 350-gram jigs, guys fishing like 30 to 50-pound braid, small setups. It's fun fishing out there on these rockfish. The colors that were hot this week, whites. Obviously, I just talked about the squid, so that white stuff fished well. Blue and pink and the red. So those were the kind of color combos that were catching the rockfish out there. So pay attention to that if you're coming out fishing with us this week. Days with bigger passenger loads, like on the weekends, the 3/4 day focus was on more of the local rockfish grounds, the stuff outside of the 50-fathom line down below off Camp Pendleton. Great catches of red, Boccaccio, chilies, some nice whitefish, sculpin folded in that as well.
Nice.
And then the lighter jig approach, 100 to 200 gram did well for the guys that wanted to fish that. And then, like I mentioned out there at Clemente, the Fury, been doing, you know, dodging weather this week as well. But the yellowtail fishing in the mornings on that squid has been excellent. Marcus sent me a few pictures this morning of some fish on the deck already. 20 to 25 pound fish on that live squid and yo-yo jigs. The bass fishing there a bit slower with the weather as well. But good scores on the mixed bottom fish, like some cod, whitefish, and whatnot, sent their anglers home with some nice bags of fillets. So approach changes, you can still catch plenty of fish. So guys want to hop on a trip this week, give us a call. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danaworth.com.
What an awesome yeah. report, Willie. That was killer. I mean, good fishing to be had, and, well, you said it best. Sometimes you got to pick and choose and persevere through it, but good opportunities and, boy, the right size gear and colors, everything. That was awesome, man. We really appreciate you taking the time and hooking up all our listeners with such killer info.
Right on, guys. Yeah, also, don't forget, you guys want to come fishing half price Tuesdays the day. You know, they run a half price deal on both the half and 3/4 day, so jump on that.
And do you need to make a reservation beforehand to take advantage of that, Willie?
I would for sure on Tuesday. Yeah, I mean, they're getting out with, you know, 25 to 30 people. It hasn't been packed full. But, yeah, for sure make a reservation. And then, you know, also make a reservation during the week, too.
Exactly.
As the loads are lighter, you know, guys will see, oh, there's only 5 people. But they really want to go. They won't make a reservation. And then, you know, who knows what happens. But make a reservation either way.
I know the guys in our ticket office just, you know, they say the same thing all the time. There's always a handful of guys that want to go that don't make a reservation. And, you know, the trip has, you know, four or five guys on it. It's super close, and everybody just waits, and, you know, nobody makes those final reservations. And then the morning of, the, you know, captain and crew decide they got to scrap it because there's not enough to go. And then there's 10 guys that all would have shown up had they make it. It's just so important to just throw your name down as a reservation. It just not only helps the boats but the other passengers, and it's a big part of this time of year of local fishing.
Totally. That's just exactly it. It's part of the game. Got to do it.
You got to. Hey, well, a great job, buddy. Appreciate it very much. One more time, shoot us the phone number if somebody wants to book a reservation and come fishing with you.
Cool. All right. Number at the office here, 949-496-5794 or danaworth.com.
Awesome. Great job, buddy.
We're so fortunate, Rick. I mean, to have the family-run landings like at Dana Wharf there, and like we had Jason and Jamie, you know, they run Santa Barbara Landing. And I mean, just all of our, like, Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah.
It's just a hometown.
Sport fishing's in a good spot right now.
I think
there's really good people behind it. There's really good people taking care of it. It was great hearing Jason and Jamie yesterday, and you know, they were talking about how Jamie kind of is the VP of that northern section of SAC. You're talking about Dana Wharf. Donna Kalish from Dana Wharf. She's the Orange County LA, the warden. We got 10 down here. It's just we're in a really good spot. We've got such a great backing from CCA. Like, yeah, I'm with you.
It's really cool. Yeah, and having all that and just, yeah, we're in a good place. And the fishing, I mean, like we mentioned, it's the good old days of sea bass and halibut and up there in northern. And, dude, the bluefin fishery, where would we be? I mean, we hate to see a two-fish limit when it came. It's the best thing that ever happened, right?
Oh, totally.
Right?
Oh, totally.
Dude, it's continuing on and some big ones. And we've got a whole nother hour ahead of us on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be on Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live. We're going to have a great time just free-forming it, Rick and myself, when we return. And we've got Gundy Gunderson, Surf Report, when we come back on 97.3 The Fan.
Do you know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents, too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline. Lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Saturday, November 1st is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle to benefit Rollo's kids, great deals on tackle, and top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO. Save huge on AFTCO Psychofluorocarbon, clothing, gaffs, tackle bags, fillet knives, belts, harnesses, and more. It's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Saturday, November 1st.
Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris, invites you to experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, the breathtaking scenery, the warm community, and the truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge, just steps from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris. You will be fishing in pristine, pressured waters for Chinook, king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty. We pride ourselves on creating an unforgettable venture that turns first-time guests into lifetime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you will come back for the memories. We are booking now. Call us at 1-877-815-2892 or visit our website, qcsafaris.com. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where adventure and friendship meet.